another Dollars and Cents podcast. This is your host Samara, and in this podcast I want to talk about the recent rate cuts in China. So recently, a couple of days ago, the Chinese central bank has cut interest rates, and I have talked about this in the previous episodes about how tough the economy is right now in China. The economy is in a deflationary environment, meaning that unemployment rates are high, especially for the youth. People cannot find jobs. Prices have gone down. The price of real estate properties have gone down. No one wants to buy real estate anymore. Real estate has been the main driver of Chinese economy, and right now no one wants to buy real estate anymore. Prices have gone down. Jobs are laying off people here in China. There's no spending in the economy. So the Chinese central bank cut interest rates in order to stimulate the economy. So we will see in the coming months if the economy picks up again. It is not performing as expected in the beginning of the year, when the Chinese government removed the zero COVID policy, and when the Chinese government removed the zero COVID policy, everyone expected the economy to pick up, spending to pick up, investors to come pouring in, but the economy is just not picking up. And when interest rates are low here in China and high in the United States, people will start borrowing in China and lending in the States. So because of that dynamic, we will see more money going into the United States and less money here in China. People will borrow because they can profit from the interest rate difference. But I don't think investors will put their money on China, not like before, because of the Communist Party. Xi Jinping is too strict. He's more of a socialist than a capitalist. And because of that, economically, China won't last. I love China. I've been in China for years and years. But I think, in my personal opinion, if the Communist Party keeps doing what it's been doing, which is chasing away investors, the economy is going to do poorly, and China is not going to do as well like, you know, it used to before. And so that's just my opinion, but you know, the economy is in free fall right now, and it's hard for you to find jobs when interest rates are low as well. This might stimulate spending, which would lead to inflation. So for investors, it would be better to borrow money here, spend in the United States, since the interest rates in the United States are high right now, and since other central banks have increased the interest rates as well, it would be ideal to hold cash in those countries. It would be ideal to buy gold using Chinese currency, because, you know, if it leads to inflation, gold is an inflation hedge asset. With that, when it comes to financial advice, I would say that a diversified portfolio is still the best way to allocate funds. And with that being said, I just wanted to give a short, brief rundown on what's happening in China with regards to the economy and central banks. Thank you all for listening, and see you all in the next podcast episode.